Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Deputy President, and thank you, Minister, Honorable Minister. I'm happy that you have asked me to speak on this because obviously a number of these matters, quite fortunately, can be divided into two categories. Happily, I can say that nearly all of them have been addressed in recent times in Barbados. In the first instance, we have just drafted two sets of legislation, and one bit, the Child Protection Bill, is actually on its way to being passed, and hopefully that will be done on Tuesday coming. And that covers a number of the areas that have been recommended. That will cover child sexual abuse. We will be covering a number of the aspects addressed. Let me say that that bill implicitly actually abolishes corporal punishment because it repeals legislation that afforded a reasonable defense for corporal punishment. But obviously that's only implicit in the legislation. We are now working towards how we can make it explicit. In so doing, the bill itself abolishes corporal punishment in the institutions governed by the Child Protection Bill. What it does not obviously do is extend beyond that to all settings. We recognize that there is a cultural view towards corporal punishment that needs to be addressed. So therefore, we are intending to conduct nationwide public education and a national discourse on the banning of corporal punishment in all settings so that it can be eventually be eliminated. We need obviously that kind of development because I recognize in a number of countries we do have a cultural response and therefore it needs to be taught how to employ positive forms of discipline. And Barbados is working on it. In terms of a number of matters raised, we have also got on very much on the threshold of the Child Justice Bill. And that will also address corporal punishment as a judicial punishment as well as punishment within reform schools. So that is already banned in those institutions. The Child Justice Bill will also be looking at violence against children as well as it will raise the age of criminal responsibility. I feel very strongly, and I have been assured, that the Child Justice Bill is hard on the heels of the Child Protection Bill, so we're looking at this being passed within a matter of weeks. So I think a number of the issues you've raised are actually going to be dealt with, and we hope implementation will soon follow. Now, a number of other matters come under the National Policy and Action Plan. We have made those recommendations already, and we are hopeful that Cabinet will approve all of these. And I think listening to you today, you have now added a great deal of strength to the discussions that we need to have on the matter. And those will include the fact that we have recommended ratification of OPIC and OPSC because we thought they were an essential part of the National Action Plan for Children. We've also recommended that the one exception we have in our marriage legislation, which says that you can marry at 16 with parental approval, which I know is considered child marriage within the terms of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. That one exception is going to be is recommended that we Barbados amends legislation to in conformity with that. We also will be recommending in the National Action Plan and which will form part of the fundamental educational reform that you heard from the Honorable Minister, that sexual education becomes mandatory as part of the curriculum. Let me state here that it's already part of the curriculum of a number of schools, but it's not yet mandatory in the curriculum, and we have made that recommendation. I think almost every aspect raised here was a part of plans that we have for the very immediate future, and I think that we have covered all of them. Thank you so much.